Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 299. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. And today I am delving into you have more time than you think. Because we are all guilty of thinking we get to a certain age and it's like, all right, time to hang it up. We're good. I'm not focusing on the goals anymore. I don't care. I'm going to sit and work in corporate America until however old I am and then pray I get my Social Security, use my pension and live off of that. No, 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 absolutely not. We're not doing that. I don't care how old you are, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. I don't care. Whatever you love, whatever you're passionate about, I need you to sit down, plan, organize, outline, write down what you want to do, what your goals are, why you want to do it, your purpose, and go and do it. Too many of us are giving up on our goals, our dreams, our aspirations because we think about the time aspect of it. If you start focusing on time, which is a construct to really control us in our minds, we will stop ourselves from really doing what we really want to do. And I'm here to motivate you today, and I'm here to tell you, you have time. You guys know what my journey has been. And if you're a first time listener, I'll give you the spiel real quick. I went to college, 4 years, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduated in 4 years, mass media communications, which is basically television production, media, and journalism. Great. Was only in it for 2 years. After that, pretty much was a basketball referee, worked in retail, hit a wall, and decided I need some semblance of stability. Ended up in the medical field. I don't love it, I like it, but the point is that I started writing my first book at 32. Didn't publish my first book till I was 33 years old. I am 40, and as you are listening to this right now, I have written and published 53 books in about 7.5 years, a little over that. I'm approaching year 8 of writing books on social issues. My point is focus on what you're gifted at. Stop wasting time questioning yourself or whether you should do it or why not, or, you know. Your focus should be on what you're good at. You have more time than you think. And if you start focusing on your goals, you're gonna get to where you want to be. Like, I'll give you a prime example of, you know, people getting to where they want to be, right? Now, this isn't normal for everyone, but it happened, okay? Former NBA player Amari Stoudemire. He didn't start playing basketball until high school, about 14, where he had to learn. And he was freakishly athletic. He can jump out the gym. He was really a great basketball player in the NBA. He was in the NBA by the time he was 19. He was 6'10", about 240 pounds, full of muscle, can jump out the gym. And it really wasn't until he got to the NBA where he was able to develop his jump shot, his footwork, you know, his drop step, his spin moves, and all that stuff, right? But he had the raw talent and athleticism to be a great player. And he had a great, amazing career, and he made great money off of it, right? That's one example. Another example, MVP of the NBA, Joel Embiid, plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, 7'2", 275-pound center. Didn't start playing basketball till when? High school. And he had to develop himself, and he got a scholarship to Kansas. And developed himself, got into the NBA, dealt with some foot issues and injuries early on in his career, but pretty much one of the best players in the NBA right now. And he had to develop. He had to develop his footwork. He had to develop his jump shot, but he had the athleticism and he had the talent. And he could get up and down the court. And, you know, he knew that he could develop and become a great NBA player, right? And he's one of the highest paid big men in the NBA, right? So those are just two examples of, like, they, you know, were young, but a lot of kids that get to the NBA and or get to play overseas, they start playing when they're like 5-6 years old, right? So they're able to develop themselves and, you know, work on their dribbling and work on their skills. And these days, now you got trainers and coaches and all of this stuff that they have going on, which is a gift and a curse in the sport of basketball. I'm not going to delve into that. I'm just trying to give you pointers on how much time you actually have, right? Gary Vaynerchuk, businessman, business owner, motivational speaker, all that stuff, right? He worked in his dad's winery in New Jersey until his early 30s. And then took whatever money he had stashed up and saved and decided to start VaynerMedia. Now it is a multi-million dollar company. On top of that, he's a motivational speaker. He didn't start his company until he was 33 or 34. Right now, he's 46. So just think that he really didn't start his career until his 30s because he was busy trying to get his dad's store going to where he was making an efficient amount of money to where the liquor store would continue to grow, right? That was Gary Vaynerchuk's story. But people feel like by the time they hit 30 or they hit 35 or 40, it's all over. It's not. You're really just beginning. You're really young. You have your youth. If you're healthy, you take care of yourself. You do all of the right things as far as exercising, eating right. And I'm not saying eating right every single day and being perfect, because guess what? I'm an ice cream eater once a month and I'm guilty of eating cookies every single day. Okay. But I'm pretty healthy because I work out 6 days a week, and I don't want to tell you to work out 6 days a week. It's not the best thing to do, but I'm just different. I'm naturally an athlete and I have tons of athleticism in my family, from my dad to my grandfather to my uncle, but neither here nor there. What I want you to know is that you have the time. Even if you're 50 and you're like, I'm over this career, I want to change careers, I want to go, you know, be a pediatrician. Fine. Great. Leave what you're doing and go do it. There was a story of this woman who was a dancer, and she was always great at what she does and she loved it, but she got caught up in corporate America, went into a career that she did not love, did not enjoy. So guess what? She made the money, stashed it, left where she was living, moved to Florida, starting a dance studio and a business. And guess what? She's happy. She's thriving. She makes good money and she's doing what she's supposed to be doing, which is teaching dance and inspiring people and motivating people. So, and she did that, I think, in her 30s or close to her 40s. So what's stopping you at this point? Who's hindering you? Yourself. You are hindering yourself. The voices in your head, they're going to say, hey, guess what, buddy? No, you shouldn't do that. Stick to your corporate job. It's a safety net. And there's a lot of baby boomers and, a lot of like 50s, 60s and 70s born, you know, people in those generations that are safety net people. They'd rather have their corporate job, make their money, get their little 3% pay raises every year and be fine with that. And that's okay. That's what they want to do, great. But it doesn't mean that you should be caught up in doing that, especially if you know that you have something in your heart to share with the world. I see too many stories on TikTok and Instagram where people talk about their stories and how they were in a rut. They were going through all the mess in their lives. They were trying to figure out what their purpose was, and they figured it out. I went through it myself. At 32, I flew my butt in April of that year to Los Angeles for a week, and all I did was tour, listen to music, and walk the beaches and figure out what I'm good at. And I'm good at writing. And the irony of it is I just caught up with my college friend, and we were catching up. We haven't talked in years, and now he knows I'm a writer and an author and all that stuff. And he's like, you were always a great writer. It's funny. You never know what people are thinking or feeling or want to say, but he always said that. And that was in my college days. You know, I was, you know, dabbling in it and, you know, writing and stuff like that. And now here I am. So don't doubt yourself. Don't question yourself. Just Figure out what you want to do, how you want to do it, how you're going to go about it. Have a plan A, have a plan B. Plan A may not work, plan B may not work, and that's when you come back, you recalibrate, you figure out what you want to do. Trust me, my goal was to do very well within my first 5 books. I did okay. I didn't do great. And I'm growing and I'm becoming better at what I'm doing. My craft is getting a lot better and I'm enjoying the journey. So if you decide to change, know that you have the time to do it. You may become more successful faster than you think. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. Thank you guys for listening. As always, theaquariummindpodcast.com is the website. Be good, everyone. Go accomplish your goals.